Economic Alliance presents the Gulf Coast Growth Show, your show for the coast with the most growth, with your host, Jason Lee and Clint Aiken.
All right, and welcome to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. I'm your host, Jason Lee.
I'm Clint Aiken.
And this is your show for the
coast with the most growth.
Fantastic. And we are here with Chad Burke, the president of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region. Most of our audience is familiar with Chad now, and we're excited to wrap up our first quarter of episodes. We had some great sponsors, some great visibility to the show. Things really started to capture some momentum, and we're ready to kick off our next 12 episodes.
And so we're season two,
right?
Here
so we're looking forward to not only that, but the balance of the year. And so today's show is really driven about what's happened in the region over the last 6 months, some of the great things that are taking place. There's no better person to illustrate that than Chad, because he's involved at so many different levels. In addition to that, we're going to highlight the next 6 months, kind of what the outlook looks and feels like for us, and then what's happening with the show. We got some big announcements and things we want to share as well. So really exciting stuff. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Chad, and really I'm going to let you run with it today, because you got a long list of things that we want to tackle. So you just fire away and get our audience up to speed on what's taking place.
Have to breathe occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let you take it.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. No, and this is I enjoy times like this where you stop and take a breath and look back and see what we've done over a 6 month period. And when you do that, it's you kind of have to stop and say, "Wow, okay, we've been pretty busy. It's been a good six year. Yeah,
very productive.
So this is odd numbered years are challenging for us, because odd numbered years are state legislative sessions, right? So I believe this was our 86th state legislative session in the history of Texas. And that starts January, the first week of January, and goes through the end of May, basically. And so leading up to that, our public policy committee spent the better part of half a year getting ready for that, researching the subjects that are important to this region, identifying the potential bills that we would need to support, making sure that there weren't items that we needed to make sure that we needed to oppose, and then put together a white paper, and then really, beginning with our legislative kickoff lunch last December, deliver that message to our state legislators in the form of each of the, I think there were five or possibly six items that we were working on specifically this session. And then, as I mentioned, as soon as the clock hits January, we are back and forth from Austin working those issues, tracking those bills, in some cases helping write those bills to make sure that the outcome is what's good for the region. And that's the whole purpose of it. It's not just to do it, but it's we want to shape laws and regulations that help us succeed in this region. And so every other year you put that 5 months worth of work on top of everything else that is going on. So every year we travel to Washington, D.C. So in April, in the middle of our state legislative session, simultaneously dual tracking, we're doing the same thing at the federal level, developing that white paper, developing or setting 35 meetings across 2 days, coordinating 30 something attendees, traveling, performing those meetings, following up on those bills and those items at the federal level. So odd number years, or the first half of the year is always really interesting, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, but it really kind of jams things together.
And a lot of people don't realize how much effort goes into writing those bills and goes into the legislative effort. They don't realize how much of an impact it makes for them and their everyday job, because they don't see it.
Yeah.
But it really is extremely important.
So I'm going to jump ahead a little bit into yesterday. Yesterday we had our legislative wrap-up luncheon. And so we had six of our local state legislators come and sit on a panel and talk through what happened in the state legislative session. And what we heard yesterday was, in fact, Representative Paul said it best. He went back to the white paper that we delivered to them in December before yesterday's lunch, and he literally went down and was able to check off each one of the issues that we brought to them and say, yep, we passed that, yeah, we passed that, yeah, we passed that. And so the feedback that citizens and organizations like this give our state legislators impact the laws that we work and live by in the region. And so it's a great process. It's, you know, it's by the people, and if you participate in it, you can affect real change in it. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what we saw yesterday at the luncheon. And so whether it's the federal level, which does, granted, it moves slower than the state level. But if you don't participate, you can't affect change. But if you do participate and you bring team members like we have in this region together, you can really be a positive impact on what happens with our laws.
And for those of you, if you haven't seen any of the previous episodes, one of the things I really have enjoyed about doing the show with you with Economic Alliance is the quality of people that we get in here. It's amazing. These people really care about their jobs. They really care about the community. They're very plugged in. They're very active. And they really want what's best for everybody to the best of their abilities. And it's amazing.
We really do. We have incredible stability with our staff, and we have a lot of people that participate in this organization because of the, like you said, you get to work with great people. There's a common goal for prosperity and growing the economy, and it's not hard to get behind that. And so you get to meet a lot of great people, and you get to work on a lot of really interesting kind of dynamic things that are affecting change all the time, whether it's policy or transportation or workforce or regular project economic development work. There's something always happening, and it keeps it really enjoyable. So.
Yeah, I think the one of the key things that is missing for a lot of people's call to action is just how accessible these people, these legislators, these people of influence are to them, that they're actually in their backyard. But they just have to get up and become part of an organization and get down to these things and get engaged and get connected.
Yeah, we heard that from Senator Taylor yesterday at the lunch. I mean, his call to action was be part of the process. I mean, that was his final comments yesterday was we're here for y'all, we're among y'all, all you have to do is participate, and it's not hard. It's not intimidating if you just jump in there, and it's just people doing business, right, that care about your community. So we're real fortunate in that sense.
Fantastic. So looking back at the last 6 months, I mean, you encapsulated a lot of things into that sentence. Are there some major events that really stood out aside from just the legislative session, some things that really that you're proud of and you believe they had a huge impact and you got some great things from?
Yeah, I laugh when I say this. We're not an events organization. We're an economic development corporation, but we do a lot of events to pull people together.
Right.
And I will say
this. They don't
deal
very well.
Well, again, it goes back to the people that are participating, right?
Yeah.
That's what makes the events so interesting and so thought-provoking.
On your staff.
Yeah. Our goal and strategy with every event that we do, anytime that we gather together, it's our strategy to do two things. One is information transfer. So we want to present some information that is relevant and timely and interesting and pertinent to your business or our success in this region. And then two, we want to present it in such a way that there's an opportunity for networking for businesses. So every event that we do, it boils down to information transfer and networking. And so you'll see an event like yesterday, we had 300 people there from the region. We heard kind of critical information that came, the results of that state legislative session. But we were there for 2 hours, so people had a great chance to mix and mingle and see people that they want to do business with. And then partnerships like ACIT and TCC, which immediately followed that with the reverse trade show, creates those opportunities for networking. So you'll see that theme through everything that we do. And so a few of the events that we've had so far this year, just last week we had our industrial procurement forum. So again, we want to put in that one EPCs, our contractors, our large contractors, on a panel and let them explain how to do business with them. What are they seeing in the industry? What are the proper ways to engage that contract and subcontract work?
And I don't want to interrupt you on that, but I do want to add a side note as someone that... you know, I am trying to get business from those people, just being perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's real interesting to me how the level of relationships I've developed from the people that are on those panels. since going to those events has been phenomenal. I've made some actually really great new friends about being a part of that. So I really appreciate y'all putting those on. Also, it's kind of interesting. I was talking with some people from Exxon yesterday, and I know we had a gentleman from Exxon at one of the past panels, and they were just talking about how he was glowing after he left that event because he enjoyed being a part of it so much.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of everybody gets a positive experience from it. So.
Yeah. It's hopefully a win-win for everybody. And part of that event, for information transfer purposes, we put in a keynote speaker that gives us a midstream update. Okay, what are we doing? And once we drill it out of the ground, how are we transferring all that oil and natural gas? What are the potential growth areas or hurdles that we're facing in midstream so that we can get all of that natural resources down here to the Gulf Coast to begin manufacturing that and or shipping that out overseas. So good information at that. Again, another great audience. I think we had 300 people there. Just like yesterday, we had about 300 people there. So that just happened. In the early spring, we had our business update lunch, or business education lunch. And we had a fantastic speaker come in and talk about multi-generational workplaces, right? There are five generations now currently in the workforce, and how do you deal with working across those generations, and how do you make that team function, and what's that culture look like? And, that's good information. I'm taking notes. I'm sitting.
Yeah, you better be. I've seen your team
taking notes, right? So things like that are good for networking, good for business. We've had two of our quarterly newsletters come out, just jam packed full of good information. I know we did a transportation one. Public policy comes out within a week or so, maybe by the time this airs, public policy comes out. But then also workforce development has been a powerful issue that we put out. And in each of those issues, we're doing the same thing. Everything you'll see, kind of the theme, everything that we do is a chance to network and get good information. So you'll see members in motion, where they get to talk about cool things that are going on in their business. But at the same time, you'll see articles highlighting what's going on, whether it be what's happening in the policy this year, what's happening in transportation, what's happening in workforce development. So we're always trying to push that information out so people can better understand the economy and the region that we're in and what that movement is, because it's always moving, right? I mean, things are trending one way or the other, and there are certain obstacles and hurdles that we need to overcome to continue that prosperity. So the more information we can push out, the better everybody can kind of run their own ships, as you will. So
fantastic.
So that is a full 6 months. I will say this, because staff reminded me to do this, and I'm very proud of this. We did receive two awards this year that were really humbling, and it was just really neat to see the recognition. Not a personal recognition, but for the organization and for the staff and for the committees that work that. So the Texas Economic Development Council honored us with their Workforce Excellence Award at their annual banquet this summer. And then ACIT at their annual awards banquet honored us with the Leadership Excellence Award. And I think it reflects the people that are part of the organization and kind of the direction that we're moving. We want to partner and work with anyone we can to move that ball down the field, right? To be more effective. And then that leads us to what we're doing here today.
Right.
This is an idea that came from you guys, right? Mm-hmm. This is another fantastic medium in which we can push information out to those members of ours. And that came straight from members, right?
Right.
So, This is just a great example, and an example for us to roll those awesome people that work in this region through these chairs and hear from them on what's going on with their business and the region and issues that we face. So I want to thank you guys for bringing this to us, because this is something that Chad would not have thought of, right? So this is another neat thing that we get to do that fulfills that mission and really that kind of pushing information out and getting people a chance to network.
Well, I don't want to take credit. I think it really goes to the millennials that were on your team. But since y'all hadn't had the luncheon and you hadn't figured out how to communicate to them, they kept bugging me.
Ah, there it
so
is.
So then I got to you. It's just how it works. It all works cohesively. So I joke. But the one thing that I do want to call out that you mentioned earlier that I thought was really powerful when you were talking about the awards, because let's be clear, behind you, and I really would say beside you, is a really phenomenal group of contributors for your team. Yeah. I mean, everybody does just astounding work, and it's amazing the work that you guys get done inside of business hours. It's like I'm blown away in the amount of work that you guys can do. But I think a big piece of that, and you said it when you talk about members and committees, I've never seen a committee of folks who are from a volunteering perspective that are showing up, out of the community, carving out time, not to sit in a chair and get a name tag, but they're sitting in a chair making an impact. Yeah. And I really think that speaks volumes. But it also speaks volumes for your leadership and the things that are happening inside the organization. People want to be part of something great.
Well, we have a great staff, and we have very little turnover with our staff. We've got, Maricela and Bridget have both been over here, I think, 10-plus years. And people love working here, right? Because it's fun to work with guys like y'all, right? So, but then the other thing is, it's not the first time that I've heard someone say a comment about kind of committees and what goes on here. In fact, I had another organization ask me one time, how do you guys get so many people at your committee meetings, right? But the way to do that is to let those committee members own what they're doing and give them the authority to be part of the process. And so, again, it's less about us and more about those members. And when you engage them and you empower them to control the direction of the boat, then, yeah, you're going to want to show up and be part of that. And so, yeah, it's everything that we do comes from our members, including kind of the leadership and the committee efforts that we do. So it's no secret sauce that we're stirring over here. It's just that we empower them to be leaders and to really take control of the organization. And that just means less work for me and the staff, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they would say, yeah, less work. With that being said, I think the great way to transition from what we've done over the last few months, when I say we, meaning the organization, we'll take a break, acknowledge our sponsors real quick, and then we come back, we'll talk about what we have coming up.
Excellent.
McCarthy Building Companies, from the Museum of Fine Arts to terminals on the Ship Channel, we understand the challenges and complexities you face when building here in the Gulf Coast. As the oldest privately held national construction company, we have a clear focus on clients, community, and collaboration.
Welcome back. Thanks to our sponsors for the show. We really appreciate their help. We couldn't do it without them. I know we usually talk about some events that are coming up. So right now, where we're at, there's not a whole lot on the calendar, but I know we do have a few things coming up. If you want to learn more about the events through the Economic Alliance, you can always go to their website. They're very good about updating and communicating things to their website. So you can go to their event page and check out what's going on. Also, our media partners, BIC Alliance, is very good about updating and telling you about different events going on. You can always direct message me or get a hold of me. I'm happy to get you plugged in with the events that are going on as well. So the big event that y'all have coming up, the big event, the reason we kind of started the micro version of the show is because the big show is coming up. And can you tell us about that, the Gulf Coast Industry Forum?
Sure. Yeah, the 10th anniversary of the Gulf Coast Industry Forum. I still can't believe it's been 10 years that we've been doing this. Started out as a half-day event. You know, I think we started at 9 and ended at lunch, right? So now it's 2 full days. And again, its mission is to bring those stakeholders of this Gulf Coast petrochemical and logistics industries that really drive the economy here, and put the leaders and the stakeholders in front of as many people as we possibly can to convey that information. Where's the industry going? What are our challenges? What are we looking at globally? How are we growing? Are we contracting? Where is our workforce? Where is our political environment? So it is the show or the conference that really is that chance to hear what direction we're going and what are the things we need to work on. So that happens September 18th and 19th. It starts off this year We're very fortunate. The event is at the Pasadena Convention Center. Well, right across the Pasadena street from the convention center is the new petrochemical training facility that Santa Ysidro College has built. And that ribbon cutting happens the morning right before the conference begins. So we'll start.
Wow.
We'll start there on the grounds. We'll have a ribbon cutting and some dedication, and they start classes this fall, right?
Right.
And then we'll go back over and have two full days. We've got a great reception again back over at the Center for Petrochemical and Energy Training Center. Wednesday night, the 18th, sponsored by Turner, and everybody's invited. Again, it's that networking piece of the puzzle, and then we'll start up again the next day at with an 8 o'clock student breakfast. We'll have almost 100 students from local high schools and colleges here that are interested in working in this industry, listening to and meeting those speakers and elected officials, plant managers. And then again, a second full day of fantastic speakers. And the speakers kind of fall into a couple of different categories, right? We've got plant managers, we've got company presidents and CEOs and senior VPs that'll do some keynote speaking. We've got elected officials at the state level to talk about what has happened in this state legislative year. How's our midstream doing? We'll have our railroad commissioner there to give us a report on the oil and gas industry as far as the midstream part of it. We'll have our land commissioner, George P. Bush, talk about protecting this industry along the Gulf Coast with some of our surge protection projects. So it's two full days of just fantastic panels and keynote speakers.
And I'm just going to highlight two of my favorites from last year, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Because Jim was just amazing.
Jim Bowen, CEO of First Trust, is one of the best speakers and most knowledgeable speakers that I've ever heard.
You do fantastic. Not want to miss this guy if you can catch him, because he puts on a show. I mean, I've never seen anyone from a speaking standpoint be as much of a rock star as he is when he's up there. He's just a rock star. He's so dynamic. It's really fun to watch.
Well,
him
and he's got a passion about what he does.
Yeah,
and
he does.
And he conveys that information powerfully. And that's what we're looking for. Is
Ryan Sitton? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Ryan Sitton just rattles off those numbers too. It's amazing.
Ryan's fantastic. I mean, I've never seen somebody be able to convey that much information accurately, without any notes and off the cuff. Be able to just really convey it in a way that helps us lay people to understand, you know, where the price of oil is going, what are we doing in midstream, all those fantastic things that he brings to the table. So yeah, we're fortunate to have some really good speakers come and talk, and we are again this year. It's going to be a good 2 days.
Yeah, I think if I know my first experience there last year, and then as I start getting ready to transition this year, and I shared this earlier, but one of my clients I was with yesterday, and we were educating them on the Alliance and the Gulf Coast Industry Forum, and I simply said, I said, if you could take as a proprietor who works in this space, as a business owner who has a bandwidth that's just spread across so many things that you really can't get enough information to go strategize what's taking place, you can get it consolidated by an organization who's going to bring it all to you in a 48-hour period of time, not to mention the likelihood of unintentionally finding business.
Exactly.
Like you're probably gonna like the 2 days spent there, just
you're gonna need somebody that you
something's gonna happen. You're gonna get a 10-time multiplier on your investment, not to mention the fact that you're probably gonna be able to walk out of that, walk into the fourth quarter with some strategic planning that you had not even thought about because of all the things that are coming down the pipe you missed. I think it's a great opportunity.
Plus, most importantly, I've promised everybody that we're going to have an ice cream cart there this year, so I'm hoping that we fulfill that promise and we have an ice cream cart the entire time.
I'll call Bluebell. I'll just call her.
Right.
Say, come on.
anyway, it's a lot of fun. We do. Well, we have a great reception the first night, like I mentioned, and then at the end, BGE is sponsoring reception at the end of it, and it's just a way to
celebrate.
Is it
going to be at the Maritime Academy again?
No. The Turner reception is right across the street.
Okay, it'll be at the Petrochem.
At the Petrochem.
Fantastic.
So yeah, we'll explore a little bit easier to get to.
Nice.
The big announcement. Who's going to do that? Our big announcement
about the show.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let him announce it. It's his.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal, Clint.
I was just
Ron Burgundy is a big deal.
He's Chad freaking Burke. I love it.
So again, this goes back. So think how really cool this is, guys. The members hear our show and contact us and say, hey, we want to be part of that. We want to help develop that. We sit down with Amanda Arcado from Shell, and she is just a wealth of information. And then from that comes the opportunity to apply for a grant to really and truthfully upgrade this show. We have applied for a grant that we have been told that we have been awarded, and that will allow us to build out a studio to really take our game to the next level, right?
We're going
from AAA to the major leagues now.
I'm ready, coach.
Yeah. So again, just phenomenal, right? What we're doing is trying to be that voice of the region, to convince companies and people to invest in this region and to make this region better. And then you have somebody like Shell and Amanda that says, yeah, we believe in that, and so much so that we want to be part of that. And that, I mean, that's just the fun of being in this region, working with these types of people, that you can see a mission of an organization and people gladly and, you know, kind of proactively join in to help move that down the road. So we're very grateful to Shell. Can't wait to really kind of build that new studio out and see what that looks like, and even more so see what that sounds like. And
oh, yeah.
So, we're just blessed. I mean, right? You get things like that just don't happen every day in the regular world. Right? Right.
Tell me about it. Yeah, I had a few talks with God about that one, so it felt pretty good. One thing I do want to communicate as well is, along with not only their involvement and helping us with our studio, so production's going to go up, but from a content, from a guest, really we've put together a group of leaders and industry professionals who are in that space and that can help us take our game up, but more importantly, also help us think of ways that we can bring, I guess, the virtual brand of Economic Alliance alive, right? Because a piece of that is podcasting, but I think as we start to learn and explore new ways to reach a new audience or reach another layer of person and communicate the story of all the great things that are happening across the Gulf Coast, having a team of people now that we've put together to really help share that message, I think we're just going to, you know, quarter by quarter, it's just going to grow leaps and bounds. And so I want to thank you for allowing us to be a part of that and for, you know, giving us the opportunity.
We wouldn't be here without you guys. We really appreciate it. The staff is doing a fantastic job. Maricela and Caitlin are doing fantastic on this, as well as our advisory panel, which is what you're referring to.
Right.
So we've got folks like Sarah Royho and Amanda, and we've got others that are kind of coming into that team, Daniel.
Yep.
And so good people want to be part of something really fun, and so that makes our life easier, right?
Fantastic.
I do want to take a brief moment to give a shout out to the people that are sharing this podcast. So for those of you that have either gone on social media or introduced it to a family member or a friend or pass it on to a coworker, we appreciate you for doing that. I mean, we really do. So
yeah,
we're trying to do a better job for you.
Yeah. So with that being said, I think we got a good amount of stuff covered today. We want to thank you for the time. We're excited about the next few episodes that are going to be coming out. Like I said, you guys can always go in and communicate to us, to the organization. I mean, you can always reach out to Chad directly. If you don't like this Jason Lee guy, just let him know. Whatever it is you want to do, I'd ask that you don't do that. I'm pleading. With that being said, let's recognize things that we're grateful for. So I'll turn it over to you, Clint.
You know, we've so we recorded actually several episodes today, and I'm really grateful for the fact that we have that opportunity to bring so many people to the table in one day and knock out three or four episodes. It actually frees up a little bit more time so I can be more productive on other days. But I'm grateful for the fact that people want to be here. They want to get their message out. They want to reach into the community, reach out to the people they may not get to touch in their current sphere of influence, and they want to let them know what's going on. I think it's huge. So I'm just grateful for that opportunity.
I'm grateful for, he had already mentioned the names, but Maricela and Caitlin and their commitment to this project. I think, you know, I'm relying on millennials to help me and people who are a little bit more savvy at some of the things that I'm not good at, and I do that in everything, right? I mean, I married a great one of those. She's good at it. And the folks in my office, so I'm really humble to have them because typically I'll reach out and say, I have an idea or a thought. They're quick to act. They give me great feedback and how to communicate as we work within an organization. Because when you are a volunteer or you are trying to, you're skirting the lines between boundaries and where you should or should not be doing and the usage of other people's time that doesn't belong to you. And so, or that's spread across multiple departments. Sure. And so, but if I didn't have good open communication from this organization and from the people behind it, it really wouldn't allow it to thrive the way that I think it's starting to and allow it to go where it's going.
Yeah, so just echoing both of those, I'm grateful for the staff that we have, getting to work with great people, and then all of our members and volunteers, guys like yourself. I mean, we just get to work with good people, and there's a culture in this region, there's a culture with this organization, and it just makes coming to work fun every day, so I'm very grateful for that.
I'm grateful for the coffee mugs, too,
Chad. You can take that home.
No one's told me that. I've been here 12 times, and I haven't gotten to take my coffee mug. That's horrible. Guys, really? Yeah, give me a coffee mug. Or a T-shirt, right?
That's your
something.
Right there.
I want that golf shirt. So with that being said, I want to wrap up the show today. We are excited about launching into this next season, and we are looking forward to that. So, guys, stay tuned in.
Thank you.
Go to the Gulf Coast Industry Forum. You guys need to pick up your tickets. Get involved now because that will sell out. I know last year it sold out weeks before the you could finally get in. And so unless you know a guy, you're probably not going to make it in there. So go get your tickets today. We look forward to seeing you out there. Have a good day.